Yeah.
Bit though, you cut off.
So you're from Woolwich?
Yeah, I'm from Woolwich, yeah.
What do you think of this EDL gathering?
The EDL gathering, they've got to do what they've got to do, but the bottom line is, yeah, you call the people who've done it, and if you really just step back and observe what's actually going on, these kids ain't got no jobs on the street, they've got nothing. They come from other countries, they've got nothing, and all they got, they're doing is going out there and getting involved in crime, getting into the little gangs and getting radicalised by some geezer who's got his own private agenda, and then he sends them out or whatever, and they go out and do what they're doing, which is completely wrong. And to bring it down to a level where it's like this, there must be a bigger agenda coming from somewhere.
Are you scared of the EDL presence in your community?
Not really, because I think this town's a hornet's nest. I think, you know, you've got so many different people in different areas, people from all over the world, and not really, not at all. I just think it's sad. I think they don't really know where they're at. Because with the riots last year, I've noticed they've dropped the word Royal Woolwich already, and it was called Woolwich before, so we've got our original status back. There's nothing royal down here to see. There's no jobs, and there's no plans to give any of these youth, being black or white, a job. And if they get a criminal record, one scratch on their thing at 19 or 20, they will not get a job for the rest of their life. And what else?